This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a dozen things you can do up on the website. There's a dozen ways to get involved and engaged, and I do want you involved and engaged. Seriously. You know, it doesn't do any good if I'm the only one here. Doesn't do any good if it's all my ideas. I really believe in audience participation, if you would. I really believe in people getting involved, trying to be part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 852-5563. Where's the video? There it is. Okay. So we're going to talk about professors that have decided. Now, what happened is that a website, a website has gone up calling out liberal professors and what they're teaching. And the liberal community is up in arms about it. My attitude, though, is why would you be? If you really believe in what you say you believe, why would you be so upset about this? This should be a no-brainer, a slam dunk, as they say. Right? I'm not ashamed. Look, we've got over 2,000 shows up on the interweb thing. I can't hide from anything. I have no intention of hiding from anything. I don't want to hide from anything. So, given the recent issue with Fidel Castro, you know, the death and all of that, and you know, we've got all this emotion going on. We've got some people calling him a hero. Others not so much. If you really want to know some of what Fidel Castro was all about, I can tell you. It ain't that hard. And the damage that he did, what he did to families. We've got young people all over our country that don't know what Fidel Castro was all about. And when asked if they preferred Fidel over Trump or Trump over Fidel, why don't you listen to what they had to say? That way there, I won't screw it up because you know how I am.
Do you have a more favorable opinion of Fidel Castro or Donald Trump?
That's a tough question.
Why is that tough? Why is that so tough?
Oh, boy. That is a tough question.
I mean, right now, I don't think Donald Trump is very good, and
Why are they having a hard time answering this? And again, as I've always said, why don't they just simply say, you know what? I do not know enough about the issue to respond in an intelligent way. Are they afraid to say that? Are they fearful to let somebody know that maybe they just don't have a clue? Because it wouldn't be the first time, right? I mean, there's people all the time that answer questions that don't really know what the heck they're answering.
I know that Fidel Castro has done some good things for the world, so I'd say he's proven himself, at least in the long term, to be more favorable, in my opinion, than Donald Trump.
He was a remarkable leader in many ways.
The only problem I have with this person that's doing the interviewing here, why doesn't she say, really? What are those many ways? Enlighten those of us that aren't too swift, that don't understand. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know how they could possibly do that.
Oh, that's really hard. You want to go first? That is a tough question. Okay. I would say, like, at this very moment, I have a better opinion of Fidel Castro. Oh, my God. I don't.
How could you have a better opinion? How could she have, unless she's really totally 100, 1 gazillion percent clueless?
That's it.
Is that it?
That's it.
1 gazillion percent?
They don't even know who he is.
That's your number. No, they don't know who he is. You're exactly right. But don't they have professors? Aren't they in classes? I mean, these guys scare the bejesus out of me. These people are spending our tax dollars, right? Or am I off on this?
No,
they're spending our tax dollars.
And they're going to govern us.
And, oh, no. This is what I keep telling you. We need to move to Sicily. At least we know who the thieves are there.
Oh, either way, I just don't.
Just
I mean,
don't.
Fidel Castro, that I don't. I never really had an opinion on to start with, other than he was really, really bad for the world. Donald Trump, I still don't have an opinion.
No, wait a minute. So, oh God, I'm gonna pop a vein here. So let me see. We have somebody who's known to have killed tens of thousands of Cubans for not agreeing with him. Right? Ripped families apart. Sent out firing squads to shoot people that were not on the same page as him. And yet we can't decide. Our young people that we send to college, this is our next round of legislators, they can't decide who's worse. If this doesn't scare you, nothing will.
You know, I just choose to ignore it.
If it's anything like, if his administration is anything like he said it will be, then I think that Fidel Castro will absolutely have been a better leader.
Can we send this? I'll buy a ticket. You want to pitch in? We'll buy a ticket for him to go to Cuba, and he can hang out with Raul and see what Raul's all about. Because Raul's the younger brother. Maybe he won't be as tough. What do you think? My God, these guys are brain dead.
To the Cuban people, than Trump will be to the U.S. just based on his statements alone.
I feel that he really changed Cuba in so many ways that really...
We're going to hit more of this on the side of the break. And the professors who don't want you to know what they're teaching in class. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Please answer the question.
I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete. I'm the craze, I'm a naked freak.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We are definitely not politically correct here, and I don't really care. If you're looking for a politically correct show, this is not the place to be. If you're looking for a trigger warning or a safe place, this ain't the place to be. The only trigger warning you're going to get is as my voice starts to get higher and starts to ramp up, you know it's coming at you. You can decide to stay if you want to. But other than that, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Head over to Amazon.com or head over to my store on TheRealSide.com, and I've got a new book out. It's called, it's really simple. You guys want some ammunition? You want something to be able to give your grandchildren and impart on your kids? The Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy, which is my new book, will give you the insight, give you some information you need to be able to combat. And I'm not even going to say the loons on the left, because we got some loons on the right, too. I mean, seriously. Some of the way some of them think, I don't want any part of. I really don't. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and yes, I do very much appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, and being involved in every part, every aspect of the conversation. Look, the little trick here is this. If you want the book autographed, You need to order it off my website, therealside.com/store. And I've got other stuff in the store you can go ahead and buy as well. The book comes in several different versions. And if you want the Kindle, the only place I can sell that to you is on Amazon. So head over to Amazon. You can get it there. You can probably get it there faster through Kindle, and or the black and white version is on Amazon as well. Anyway, back to my story, which I don't want to give up on. So we got these young people who, though, and here's my beef. My beef isn't that they have an issue or they have an opinion. My beef is that they have an opinion with nothing to back it up. There's no thought here. When the young man says that he did a lot of good things, I'm sure the commentator should have gone, name one thing that Fidel did that was good for his country, that was good for his people. And don't give me health care and education, because no, it's not. It's so great that Fidel had to bring people in from had to use Spanish doctors to fix himself, or try to anyway. No. It's not as great as you think it is. It's not as great as the left would have you believe. We'll finish this up in a minute here. Come on.
Statements alone.
I feel that he really changed Cuba in so many ways that really made...
Yeah, he did. Now, they still have cars from the 1950s. Okay, you know, I mean, innovation there is just amazing, isn't it? Don't you hear about all the wonderful innovations and inventions coming out of Cuba on a regular basis? And Americans are just going there in droves from Miami, you know, they're jumping off, sneaking in, right? I mean, that's how great people are living. I think the only innovation he really came up with is a better way to live in a cardboard box.
Possibilities for the Cuban people, nearly endless.
The possibilities. Yeah, well, what? Either go to jail, become a political prisoner, kill yourself, tell him you're gay and he'll kill you, disagree with him and he'll kill you. Possibilities are endless. The possibilities for what? You're sending these kids to college. This is what they're learning in school, people. They're not learning. Please tell me they're not learning this in your homes. I don't believe for a minute that they're learning this in your homes. One student who borrowed language from Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, called Castro a remarkable leader, but still can't tell you how. I mean, I don't understand where they get... I shouldn't say I don't understand where they get their opinion. I know exactly where they get their opinions. But I'm amazed. Where are the parents of these kids? Where are the parents of these little Frosties telling them where they're off and what they're doing? Hey, look, I wouldn't hesitate at all. Let's see. Let's go to the one I wanted to get to. So, recently there was a professor watch list put together. And the watch list is on, I can't get to it because every time I try to, maybe you can, professorwatchlist.org. And it's being inundated. It was actually on O'Reilly Tonight and another show last night, and it's just, the site is just being inundated with requests. There might be some loons on the left doing it, but whatever. So the professor watch list is seen as a threat to academic freedom. Think about that. We say things like that about conservatives. Conservatives can't come out and say anything. They're thrown out of classes. They lose their tenure. They're blacklisted. That's all okay. But simply putting up a professor watch list, that label gives you their name, where they teach and what they teach, how they feel about certain things, is dangerous. It's a threat to academic freedom. I thought that if... Oh, that's right, because they don't believe in free speech on campuses anymore, where your tax dollars are going. They have no want or desire for free speech. They own... It's what I've been saying to you guys. Maybe I'll come up with a button that says it. They're not seeking equality. They're seeking control. They don't want equality. They don't want conservatives that have a different opinion with facts to discuss, get out there, let people hear their facts. That's not equal. They want control. You listen to them. What they say is right. Don't listen to the idiots on the right. Now, a new website that accuses nearly 200 college professors of advancing leftist propaganda in the classroom and discriminating against conservative students has been criticized as a threat to academic freedom. So now I guess they do that so they can eventually list it as hate speech, apparently. The site, called Professor Watchlist, which first appeared November 21st, says it names those instructors who advance a radical agenda in lecture halls. He says, we aim to post professors who have records of targeting students for their viewpoints, forcing students to adapt a certain perspective, and or abuse or harm students in any way for standing up for their beliefs. Now, here's the funny thing about this. You know, when a right-wing Christian student takes a stand on a certain issue based on their belief system, they are usually in front of the class ridiculed. Not all the time, but usually. They're ridiculed by the professor in front of the class. They're given an F, whatever it takes to get that student to back down from what they believe. And that student has to go on to get a job and do other things and maybe, want to go on for a doctorate or what have you. And anything that's put in their transcript is there. They have to fight to get it off of there. So at some point in time, they just decide to give in. I get it. Don't like it, but I get it. But man, you turn it back on the professor. You do the same thing to the professor that he's doing to these poor students. And he doesn't like it. He says it's wrong. He says it's an affront to what he's teaching. The Professor Watch List is a project of Turning Point USA, a nonprofit organization that says its mission is to educate students about true free market values. Charlie Kirk is the founder and executive director. He wrote this in a blog post that it's no secret that some of America's college professors are totally out of line. How true is that? And now it's time to expose them. We're going to go through some of these. We're going to talk about some of the issues. You need to know about this. You need to turn your friends onto this. And we need to turn the tables on the left. Enough of this. Can we please stop this? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. A few commercials, and we'll be back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey.
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Back. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on. We got to the Professor Watch List site. I want you to get there. Well, not tonight. Not right this second. I want you to listen to what I have to say first. And then head over there. But I think it's worth going. As a matter of fact, we just found somebody we used to have on the show quite a bit and then stopped having on the show because we just couldn't connect properly. I'll put it that way. It'll be nice about it. But the... But when you look at this list, by the way, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, sign up for my weekly newsletter. Head up there, top right-hand side, you can sign up for the newsletter, and once a week I send you out who we're going to have on, what we're doing. I also want you to head over to our store. That's therealside.com/store, or you can just click on the red store button. My new book is out. We've got a button in there that also says it's okay to say Merry Christmas. Water bottles, coffee cups, all the stuff that helps me actually play less commercials. For those of you who complain about commercials. And all I need is 22 of you to buy a cup every show, and we can do away with a bunch of commercials. Anyway. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do mean that. So we're talking about professors on the left that are having a hard time with a website that actually calls out what they're doing, what they're teaching in their classes, what they're talking about. Now, why would they be upset about that? I'm thoroughly confused about this. Now, a new website that accuses nearly 200 college professors of advanced leftist propaganda in the classroom is just getting heat from all over. Which tells me they're right, and they're doing a great job. I started to tell you that it was a project of Turning Point USA. You can check out their stuff. They've always got some really good things up on their website as well, Turning Point USA. And Charlie Kirk is the founder and executive director. And again, these guys are having some trouble. Julio Pino, an associate professor of history at Kent State University in Ohio, who is among those named on the site, said in an interview, "What we're seeing with this site is a kind of normalizing of prosecuting professors, shaming professors, defaming professors." I'd like to know, could he be more specific? Right? We're prosecuting professors. How are we prosecuting professors? We're listing out what they're saying. If there's something in there that's wrong, that's not true, that's not right, they should bring it to somebody's attention, shouldn't they? And how can you be shamed for doing the right thing? I always said that. You know, we have these slut-shaming things that people got crazy about. Oh, you shouldn't do slut-shaming. Well, if you're a slut and you don't think it's wrong, then how can you be shamed by it? I'm a Christian. You can't shame me. I'm a conservative. You're not going to shame me. I'm a man, a male. Try to call me anything else. You're not going to shame me. I'm good with those things. It's real. I mean, right off the bat, you see where they're coming from. And they don't want to be questioned. Oh, my God, somebody might know I lean left. The broader issues it raises is what kind of country is America going to become in the next 4 years? Professor Pino said the professor should not fight the creators of the list directly, but instead should seek allies on and off campus to address what gave rise to the atmosphere, the one that allowed the website to flourish in the first place. But Professor Pino, just because he's a professor, shows you how ignorant he is. You, Professor Pino, allowed the website to flourish. You allowed this kind of thing to flourish. Because you guys are the ones. What was it? What was that? Let me see. What was the professor's name that you just said that you read off his site?
Hutemi. Huh?
Hutemi. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, I know. It makes for great radio. And the only reason I'm saying this is you read something out of there that I really liked.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. What's his first name? That would help me because that's how it's Peter? Mm-hmm. All right, so it's Peter. There you go. Hutemi. Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. At the United States Studies Center. How great. So it says that Peter Hutemi, a professor at Penn State, stated that the conservatives express... Ready for this one? Now, this has been debunked so many times by professionals. Peter says that the conservatives express more psychoticism, which he defines as uncooperative, hostile, troublesome, and socially withdrawn. Now, I know a lot of conservatives. You want to go over to Fox News?
You're socially withdrawn.
Who, me? Oh, yeah, I'm very much social. I'm very hostile. Definitely uncooperative. But you go look, just go over to Fox News. Look at some of the conservatives there. Really? Do they really look like they're troublesome and socially withdrawn? He goes on to say, but they lack feelings, but lack feelings of inferiority and have an absence of anxiety. You know what that means? That means that when we're sure of ourselves, we know we're capable of doing what we set out to do. We don't start to do something, think we're inferior, can't get it accomplished, because that would be insanity, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be insanity to spend your money, invest your money into a project, an event, or something that you thought you were inferior to carry out and be successful at it? An absence of anxiety, is he serious? When you take some of the risks that conservatives take, of course you're anxious about what you're doing. But you're also... You're careful. You're cautious. You think it through. You don't jump into it thinking the government's going to save your butt should you go sideways. He says, at the extremes, those scoring high on, I don't even know what that means either. They score high on the P, are manipulative, tough-minded, and practical. He also claims that the counterparts of these conservatives, the left, is more likely to be altruistic, well-socialized, empathetic, and conventional. He is an idiot. Have you seen the clips of these liberals on the left on college campuses ripping apart, yelling at, getting in the face of conservatives? Where is that well socialized? How is that empathetic? Is that conventional? I mean, seriously, they don't like it because they're being called out. They don't like it because you can actually see what they stand for. They can't hide from this. These are clips from their own words. I love the way they do some of this stuff. Right? And you know, think about what they say. I could have a field day with all this. We could be doing this for 3 hours. So if you're a climate denier, because every scientist on the planet agrees that man-made warming is happening, which is a lie. More and more scientists are pulling away from it. But, hey, we don't want to talk about that. That would make them unhappy. Right? So we're nuts for not believing in it. Arthur Butz, Dr. Arthur Butz, is a tenured engineer professor at Northwestern University and a Holocaust denier. We have pictures. We have soldiers that were there. Right? We have movie video. And he's allowed to teach? Your money is... What school is that? Northwestern University. You sending your kid to Northwestern University, you're pouring money into a moron like that. And if you're Jewish, God forgive you. Because I won't. How you give money, have your kids get in front of a guy who doesn't believe that your great-grandparents were in a concentration camp. I don't know how you do that. Charlie Angeletti. Oh, my God, what a mind. He's a tenured professor at Metropolitan State University in Denver and an admitted socialist. Funny, though, how he's taking money from a capitalist system. I guess he's okay with that. And then we have Brittany Cooper. Love her. She's an assistant professor at Rutgers University. Cooper stated that white racism is to blame for Brexit. She tweeted, "White nationalism gone be to the death of all of us." She's a professor. At least I have an excuse. I'm a moron. She can't even get this out of her mouth. "White nationalism gone be the death of all of us." No, I'm not making funny of her African-Americanism. This is what she wrote. She said, she went on to say, "The only thing I know that makes white folks vote against their own economic interest is racism, as in Brexit." Right, because Brexit was racism. In another interview to Salon, she stated that white people need to start recognizing that they are the face of the oppressor. Apparently she doesn't know anything about black slave owners. Cooper has also stated that Christian conservatives worship a white supremacist Jesus. Really? Because my Jesus doesn't say anything about color. My Jesus accepts everybody. My Jesus wants everybody. My Jesus wasn't white. She is a moron. No, they deserve to be on this list. I'm Joe Bettini, your host, listening to The Real Side, calling out the liberal professors now for the rest of the segment. I'm loving it. We'll be right back.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
I think, oh, I don't know. No comment.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, a big part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, 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 truly be involved in the conversation. Don't just be a bystander. Don't just sit around and say, I heard, I thought, maybe. I want you to get informed. I want you to get engaged. I want you to get informed. I want you to be part of this mess. That some others have created, but you're going to help clean up. I guarantee you'll be able to help clean it up. All right, I want to get back to this. I know I'm beating this to death, but I'm doing it on purpose. I want you to deal with your kids, your nieces or nephews, your grandchildren. I want you to call your kids on the carpet for sending them to some of these places, sending them to some of these colleges. Don't let this happen. And the professors are pushing back on this as I don't know, maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't, I don't know. But man, I got to tell you something. We should have this information on professors. You should know these professors that are 180 degrees from your belief system. And don't throw your kids to the wolves. You Christian people that throw your kids to the wolves on a regular basis, shame on you. You sending your kids to schools that actively speak against religion, they speak against God, they speak against Christ, and you do it anyway, and you give God's money to them? Again, I say shame on you. Yeah, I'm judging, because the Bible says I can judge what's right and wrong. Unlike some of you who think it doesn't. You take out one scripture, one sentence out of out of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, you find one line that lines up with something that gives you a weasel clause, and you run with it. Good luck with that. Right? Professor Pino said professors should not fight the creators of the list directly, but instead seek allies on and off the campus to address what they're right. You know, they've already got allies. Every major newspaper in the country is against the list. I wonder why. The professor, Pino is listed on the site because it says he faced investigation by the FBI for connections to ISIS. He declined to address the allegations. So he wouldn't address the allegations, but he denied any ties to terrorism. But he wouldn't address the allegations. But he denied the ties to terrorists. Think about it. If you have nothing to hide, then open your mouth and say, you know what? The claims were false. I have nothing to do with ISIS. I've never been to an ISIS website. I don't know anybody who even remotely knows how to spell ISIS. Okay? That's simple. But no, they don't. They hide. Mr. Lamb, a director of the Constitutional Enforcement and Transparency at Turning Point USA, said in an email that the website was simply aggregating professors whose actions have been the subject of news reports. The site is a beautiful example of freedom of speech. Professors can say whatever they want. Other people can report it, and we can compile the reports on whatever they say. The website has thin information in its entries and less than smooth search functions. That could be a reflection of how rapidly it was created to capitalize on the political climate, particularly after the election of Donald Trump. This according to Professor Pino. You don't have to have, look it, you got a professor, you know, I just went through the site, it's not that bad. It's got some rough edges, but who cares? We're getting the information. Do you care how it's formatted, or do you care that the information is true? Which one? Remember Melissa Glick? She's a former University of Missouri professor who was caught on video calling for some muscle to remove a journalist from a student demonstration. Right? She's a communications teacher. And tried to remove somebody from doing his job, from doing what journalists are supposed to do. The university actually ended up firing Ms. Glick. One of the instructors listed John Neuberger, a professor at the University of Texas at Austin, who teaches Russian history, was described on the site as leading a petition to bar students who carry concealed weapons from entering classrooms in violation of Texas law. So in other words, he was actively pushing a petition. Instead of going to the legislature and trying to get it changed, he wanted the administration to change it based on a petition. He wanted the administration at the college to go against state law based on a petition. These guys are nuts. It's what I said about Stein the other night. Talk about a waste of money. Talk about believing you're above the law. Look, the loon's on the left. Here she is. She doesn't get what she needs to get in Pennsylvania when she was trying to get the recount. She needed three delegates from each district or three people from each precinct to simply pull down a form online. That's all she had to do. And get them to send it to the registrar. And she would have qualified for the recount. But she couldn't do it. She didn't have enough time. So what does she do? She sues. Hopefully the judge will turn it down. He may have already. I haven't looked it up. But she sues to get around the law. Because, you know, Dems don't have to work within the law. Funny how whenever you bring up Roe versus Wade, they say it's the law. It's already been settled. However, when you talk about gun, Second Amendment, it's not law somehow. At least they don't think it. They fight it like it's not. So Joe Neuberger, who teaches Russian history, was described on the site as leading a petition to bar students who carry concealed weapons from entering classrooms, totally against Texas law. But Professor Neuberger said that in an email that the characterization was inaccurate, that the law had not been finalized yet. When we were petitioning, she said, adding that the website showed no commitment to position factual information. Now, Professor Pino said the Professor Watchlist was a reboot of a similar past effort, such as Discover the Networks by the conservative activist David Horowitz. Hans-Jörg Tide, the Associate Secretary for the Department of Academic Freedom, Tenure, and Governance at the American Association of University Professors, said in an interview, this is a continuing cycle of these sorts of things. Well, what sorts of things? I don't know. They serve the same purpose, to intimidate individuals from speaking plainly in their classrooms or in their publications. No, actually, that's not true. Again, I say, if you believe what you're teaching, if you believe what you're putting out there, what is the problem? What's slowing you down? What's stopping you? You get guys like me, we got 2,000 shows up on, YouTube, Ustream, whatever. They're all over the place. We can't hide. I don't hide. And it's not a cycle. It's a reality. You keep pushing us to bring it to the forefront. He noted in a blog post that monitoring of organizations of people deemed radical dated back to 1934 when the conservative political activist Elizabeth Dilling published The Red Network, a who's who handbook of radicalism for patriots. Well, there isn't such thing as radicalism. There isn't such thing as people that are too far left or too far against American principles, we'll say. We didn't become America because we had Russian principles. We're not America, or we're not the United States because we have Spanish principles, or we have Italian principles, or we believe in the Greek foundation of the way of doing things. Our government is unique to any other government on the planet, for a reason. Because our founding fathers had A, divine guidance, and B, knew that men were pigs. The way they laid out our government, the way they laid out things to happen, they did it in such a fashion where we had checks and balances. We, men, have found ways. We've gotten sleazy and sneaky enough to find ways, cracks in the system, to get what we want. We're not really caring what the people want, but to get what we want. If they do away with the Electoral College, only Democrats will get elected. And the only place, you mark my words, there'll only be a handful of states. When I say handful, I'm talking 4 or 5 states that presidential candidates will campaign in. They won't have to campaign anywhere else. There won't be a need to. Among the organizations listed in her work were the American Federation of Teachers and the American Civil Liberties Union. Ms. Dilling wrote that the Federation supported full academic freedom to teach anyone, including socialism, communism, or atheism, according to the blog post. Now, I know the ACLU, they really do. Go look at who they stand up for. Look at who they support. Tide, said that the site could be used to harass professors or sabotage them from gaining jobs or promotions. Mr. Tide, not going to happen. I mean, the education system in this country, the college system in this country, is so left-leaning that they're almost lying down. That's how far left they lean. And there's no way in God's creation that these guys are not going to get jobs, not going to get promotions at these institutions because they all lean in your direction. Some professors were even submitting their own names to the website as a way to emphasize the absurdity of the list, he said. Others took to Twitter to highlight the parody submissions. You know, again, if you got nothing to hide, what do you care? Why do you care? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to my website, therealside.com. Buy the book, buy a coffee mug, buy a button, spend some money. Come on, you're all capitalists. You know how it works. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. I'm Joe Messina, your host.